This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, sure. It might be my first one.
Okay. Yeah. For a lot of people, it's got to be top five.
Yes.
Right? So, hey, this guy had a falling out with those guys? Why? How? What happened there? Exactly. He must be the problem.
Exactly. But he gets here now, and it's a change of scenery. It's a fresh start for everybody. There's a lot of nasty things that hit between him, Pat Riley, in Miami. I did not like the little like hit piece that happened on Pat Riley. It seemed like it. Whoever leaked it, if it was Jimmy's camp, this, that, and the other, when it was like, you know, Pat Riley was trying to connect with Jimmy and then the loss of his father. And I guess Pat Riley was crying. And then it kind of was framed like Pat Riley was weak because he was crying. I was like, who cares if he was crying? He was trying to connect on Jimmy on a personal level. It didn't, obviously Jimmy already had preconceived notions and feelings. It didn't work. I don't know. Everything that I know that happened in Miami is now in the past for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter here anymore. And I don't think he's bringing that baggage into the locker room right now. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Joe Shasky, it is a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Terry Stotts, ready? Cool. All right, Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop. Coach, good morning. How you doing, man?
Morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Doing great. How's the weather out in Dallas, first and foremost? You're in your hotel room, but is it chilly? Is it raining?
Because it's 42 and raining.
Oh, there you go. So kind of like here in the Bay Area, quite frankly. But I wanted to ask you this. We were talking about, you know, coaches and, you know, the trade deadline, and whether you're acquiring a big player, you're losing a big player, the dynamics as a head coach, because you were obviously, you've been a head coach multiple times, you're a longtime head coach over in Portland, and the dynamics and the differences between acquiring a big player like the Warriors just did with Jimmy Butler, obviously losing an Andrew Wiggins, who was a champion, who meant a lot to the team and his teammates, and you know, a guy like Jason Kidd right now in Dallas, who just lost, you know, Luka Doncic, and one of the faces and the young faces of the league. And obviously we don't have to get into all the fan vitriol, this, that, and the other, but the locker room, keeping the locker room together, the dynamics, how difficult is that as a coach trying to keep everything in house and trying to keep the status quo going forward with such a big change here at the trade deadline?
Well, a couple things. One is, you know, when you make a trade in midseason, whether it's the trade deadline or not, incorporating a new player is a challenge because you've spent, you know, 3-4 months with your team and evolving over those 3 or 4 months, and you kind of have to take a step back and kind of recalibrate what you need to get done, particularly at the offensive end, how to integrate the new player. And obviously, if you have a player who has a bigger role like Jimmy does with us, it's even more important about what works with that new player if he's a different type of player. I mean, I'm not going to get into the Luka AD trade, but you know, you're trading two different players who do different things, and so you have to adjust according to who you're bringing in. And you know, maybe you keep some things that you did, maybe you add new things. It just depends on the dynamics. As far as keeping the locker room together, I really don't, it's, Like everybody in the league is really smart. Players are smart, coaches are smart, management is smart. So it's something that you work with. It's tough to lose friendships that you've made over the years in the case like Andrew, but it's you just make it work. And you kind of grieve the loss of your former players, and you open your arms to the new guy.
Coach, I'm watching this guy again. Like, we've seen him before, but when he's on your team, you watch way more discerning, you know, and the way he plays through contact is just, some guys have that and some guys don't. That element was desperately needed for this team, wasn't it?
Well, you know, he's a different type of player, but you look at how many free throws that he has taken over in just two games. And that was one of our weaknesses. We didn't get to the free throw line. So, Jimmy's obviously going to help that. You're correct in what you're saying. You don't realize who a player really is until you're with him. You watch him more intently when he's with your team. Obviously, we had a lot of respect for Jimmy over the years, wherever he's been. But you learn to appreciate what he can do for your team the more you see him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I mean, is this an absurd sentence to say? Is he your best back-to-the-basket guy you have on the roster?
Well, you know, on my post-game edit, I'm actually putting in post-ups to review post-ups because mostly the post-ups that we've run are for split actions, you know. So when we get Draymond or Lurin on the block or Trace Jackson, it was always to be a passer. Now we got a guy who can score down there. So I don't think that's necessarily a difficult statement to say.
Talking with Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts right now, courtesy of the River Islands guest line at Spadoni and Chasky. It's the morning roast. And coach, you know, Steph talked about it after the game. I think it was after his first game in Chicago when these two guys finally hit the floor together as teammates, Jimmy Butler, that is. He talked about the yin and yang, how they're opposites, but it works so well together. Can you kind of speak on that and just how you see them on the floor together and their games complementing each other, where one is the greatest three-point shooter of all time and the other one really doesn't attempt the three-point shot and is kind of like a throwback player from the early 2000s?
Well, I think you're right. I think their style of play certainly complements each other. You know, to have what Jimmy does and what Steph does and playing off of each other, there's going to be an adjustment period about finding out what works best, but I think everybody's seen in two games how their offensive games complement each other. Jimmy, you know, he plays under control. I think he's a very smart player, as is Steph, and they know the game, and they've both won at a high level, and they know what it takes to win. And I've been impressed with how quickly the adjustment has gone for both ways, both for Jimmy and then for us and his teammates.
Coach, it feels like Jimmy's getting a lot of the headlines, but some of these young guys are playing the best ball of the year and of their careers. Quentin Post is contributing. I think he's been fantastic as of late. Moses Moody feels like he's playing the best ball of his career. And then Pajemski, since coming back from the injury, has been outstanding. What is it about the young guys really hitting their stride right now?
Well, it's really good to see. You know, obviously BP's Brandon started off a little slow after having such a good year last year, but he's come back and playing with a lot of confidence. You said the same thing about Moses, but I'm really happy for Quentin Post. You know, he's a good kid. He's working hard. He spends time in Santa Cruz, but I mean, you look at those three threes he hit last game, and that kind of broke the game open for us. And he's going through a learning curve, particularly at the defensive end, but he plays with confidence. But you know, you need the guys coming off the bench while Quentin's starting at times, but you need those guys off the bench to come in. And now we've always talked about the minutes that Steph is not on the court and now Jimmy, but having them play with confidence is just such a good positive for us.
Coach, are you surprised with the swagger and edge of a young Quentin Post coming to this? I know he was, you know, he's a 5-year guy, whatever, this, that, and the other. He's had a lot of experience, which I know is a rarity in this day and age coming from college. So a lot of the one and dones, this, that, the other, a lot of the Europeans coming over. But are you kind of surprised with how quickly and how much he's adjusted at the pro level?
You know, yes and no. I think it's tough for young big guys to have an impact early, especially, you know, he's a second-round pick. But it's really difficult for young big guys to come in the league and adapt that quickly. And I think the time that he spent in Santa Cruz helped him learn the pro game here in the States. The fact that he can shoot as well as he can is a plus. He shoots with confidence. If you saw those three shots he hit against Milwaukee were really confident shots. He wanted to take them. He was ready to take them. And then defensively, you know, I think that's the most difficult adjustment for young big guys is learning how to guard pick and rolls, how to block out bigger players, how to defend the post, because in college you can't really defend the post the way you can here. So the defensive end of the court for him is going to be his biggest adjustment, but I think he has opened up some things, and something that, you know, helps everybody else. Just the scouting report on him now is he's a 3-point shooting big man. You got to guard him, which opens up the lane for other players.
Another guy that I want to get into that we haven't seen for a while, but hopefully we're going to see him shortly. And as we're talking to Terry Stotts, Warriors assistant coach here on the Morning Roast, Jonathan Kuminga. Obviously he's going to be reevaluated in 10 days. That was the report yesterday. And I just am wondering about how he's going to be reintegrated to this team now, which has changed in a big way. I mean, you got Jimmy Butler there now, and Kuminga was playing the best ball of his career prior to this ankle injury. How do you foresee, you know, Kuminga coming back to this team and fitting in with, you know, Jimmy Butler and the rest of these new faces?
Well, you're right about the fact he was playing his best basketball, obviously, since I've been here, best basketball of the season. I can't speak to last year, but, you know, it's going to work itself out. I can't really say how right now, but, you know, JK is a great player. Jimmy, Draymond, they know how to play. So you make it work, and I think you'll see lineups where, let's say you have Draymond and JK and Jimmy out there at the same time, and gives you a lot of flexibility defensively and offensively. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge, obviously, to work it through, but he is too talented of a player not to be able to figure it out. And now when you add a player like Jimmy, who will actually complement JK's game, and I think JK will learn a lot from him.
You know, when you work with someone every day, you learn stuff about them, and maybe from afar you have a preconceived notion of what that person might bring to the table or their personality type or whatever. But then you get to working every day and you learn little things about them. Have you learned anything about Jimmy Butler that maybe you were wrong about or that has surprised you early on?
It's probably too early to say that. Based on these two games and my interactions with him, you know, he's a very intelligent basketball player. You know, he sees the game. You know, you can evaluate him as an opponent and you respect what he's done, but he's picked up things really quickly. He already has the respect of his coaches and players in the locker room and on the court. I think he's in a good place right now. You know, regardless of what happened in Miami, he's in a good place. He's excited about being here. But, you know, if there's one thing I'd say, it's a lot of times you don't realize how good a player is until you see him every day or every minute and really lock in on him. And I think that's what I've seen so far with Jimmy.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight in Dallas. And
absolutely.
Let's finish this, trade day, or the All-Star break, I should say, on a high note. Let's get these next two in Texas.
Sounds like a good plan.
Love it.
Thanks, Coach. That's Terry Stotts right here on the River Islands Guest Line. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the Free Odyssey app. I think I already did that, but just to be safe, can never be too safe, Joe Shasky. And by the way, we have another contest. You know, we have the knockout. We got the slam dunk in Vegas. We're also giving away a pair of Curry 12s, Joe Shasky. So you're all going to be listening to the next segment, and you're going to want to be listening for your cue to call. Do we have the sounder ready? One Carter.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
That's the sounder right there.
Whoa.
That's the sounder right there. So wait for that one. And you're going to be calling 415-523-4652. Be the fifth caller to the contest line to win a pair of